Hello, everybody. George from Ireland. A day late as usual. Wishing a happy Independence Day to all Azerbaijanis. It was on the 28th of May, 1918, that was the proclamation of the Azerbaijan Democratic Republic, proclaimed at Ganje, the second city of Azerbaijan, because it was previously part of the Tsarist Empire. It was the Treaty of Turkmenchai when Russia and Persia agreed to divide Azerbaijan along a certain river. For goodness sake, I can't remember the river. Is it the Axus River? And Russia taking the northern third and Persia annexing the southern two-thirds. So most of historic Azerbaijan is in Iran, whereas about 25% of Iranians are ethnically Azerbaijanis. But to my knowledge, they don't want to become independent or to unite with the Republic of Azerbaijan. Anyway, so 1918, Russia was in chaos. The February Revolution had taken place in the October Revolution, and Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, the Bolshevik leader, chairman of the Council of People's Commissars, had said that the non-Russian zones of the empire would be permitted independence if they so wish, but he requested they remain united with Russia in a voluntary and honourable union. But the Azerbaijanis didn't believe that one, so they proclaimed their independence. There'd been the Musavat, as in equality, and other political parties campaigning for some time, as well as a few Mensheviks and Bolsheviks in Azerbaijan. But a significant Russian and other non-Azerbaijani minority, Armenians and Georgians and so forth, in Baku, particularly the oil industry. That was the first secular state in the Muslim world. They tried to go to the Versailles Peace Conference the next year. But anyway, Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, when he'd largely won control of certainly Western Russia and Ukraine, he decided he wanted Azerbaijan and its oil after all. And he decided that those who'd declared independence were bourgeois nationalists and therefore didn't count, were ruthless exploiters of the proletariat and the peasantry, and therefore Azerbaijan was invaded and crushed. Of course, he had a few Azerbaijani Bolsheviks on his side, but I think it was it Robespierre said, no one welcomes armed missionaries. Anyway, so those who didn't accept their incorporation into this Transcaucasian Soviet Socialist Republic as of Azerbaijan, Georgia, and Armenia, they were quickly off to the Gulag of Karaganda of Arkuta. And that was it. And then appointing a new general secretary of the Communist Party of Azerbaijan, eventually Sergei Kirov, later became first secretary of the Communist Party in Leningrad, later assassinated in the orders of Stalin in, I think, 1934. And you can see a big bust of him near what's it called, Volsky Vorota, or Kurt Kapı, the Wolf's Gate, at the highest point in Baku. So that was it. 28th of April, 1920 was the day the Red Army marched into Baku. So they named that main station 28th of April. Then it was later renamed 28th of May after independence in 1991. And anyone even breathed the word about independence was going straight to the Gulag. And the Aliyevs were enforcers for Moscow. The late unlamented Haidar Aliyev and his son, now Ilham Aliyev, communists, who then represent themselves as sort of heroes of nationalism when they were totally against it, when that was to their advantage. So goodness, and there were all sorts of massacres of Azerbaijanis being massacred by Armenians, and Armenians being massacred by Azerbaijanis. There was this battle of Baku in August or September 1918, towards the end of the First World War. Bizarre situation, the British army was there, the Indian army was there, a pro-British, and Bolsheviks and Mensheviks, the Russians have already kicked off against the Army of Islam, because some of the Ottoman Turks formed the Army of Islam, but saying that all Muslims, whether Sunni or Shia, Turkic Muslims from Azerbaijan to Turkey to Kazakhstan, should unite and fighting there. Although they were initially defeated, then they fled. Yeah, Baku had been run as a Soviet, and there were the 28 commissars, not all of them ethnically Armenian, not all of them ethnically Azerbaijani, one of them Armenian, Stepan Champanian, who then eventually fled across the Black Sea by ship to Turkmenistan. They were duped, later they were executed by firing squad. Was this some British plot? That's what the Soviet government later said. Later these people were reburied with honour in Baku. And one of the people who was a Menshevik captured by the Red Army in Baku was Lavrenti Beria, a Georgian, and Sergei Kirov saved his life, took his name off an execution list, and he was later promoted, and he later became head of the Narodny Komissariat Venutrih Diel, the Soviet secret police, Stalin's right-hand man. He was executed on Christmas Eve 1953. 9 months after Stalin died. And one of the things that brought up against him, that in fact had been a Menshevik, which had been sort of forgotten 23 years earlier, thought he got away with it. They started persecuting Mensheviks again in the 1930s, but somehow he'd escaped. Or another mystery is Anastas Mikoyan, an Armenian Bolshevik. He was amongst those 28 commissars taken across the Caspian Sea, well, fled across the Caspian Sea, and all the others were executed by firing squad. For some reason, he wasn't, and we don't know why. Was he some sort of double agent? And then he was later Soviet head of state in the 1960s. Anyway, there's a little bit about Azerbaijani Independence Day. So a country which is arguably European, arguably Asian, 90% Shia Muslim, a few Christians and Sunnis, a secular state in between Russia, the Caspian Sea, Georgia, Armenia, the Islamic Republic of Iran, had a war against Armenia to recover Nagorno-Karabakh. So that is Azerbaijan, a country of 10 million people, important for its oil and liquid natural gas, ruled by the Aliyev dynasty since 1970, really, with an exception of about, 13, 14 years in the middle. Yeah, for roughly 44 of the last 56 years. Anyway, thanks very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgekalant7@gmail.com. Goodbye.